Australia taking the short, almost immediately crossed on by Jarvis towards Patterson at the back post, but on the volley he doesn't get a full contact on it and ends up putting it out for a corner, for a goal kick, sorry, but that was another great opportunity from the quick set piece.
Well, Van Hals went totally to sleep and that kind of saw the opportunity to slip the ball to Dean Jarvis.
Cole gives it out to Nicky Lowe. Nicky Lowe finds Ben Doherty. Ben under the centre of the park finds Aaron McAnulty sent scampering to try and pick it up. Roy Patterson. Roy Patterson the edge of the 18 yard box. He's brought the ground, but the referee's waving a three out. I think it was Paddy Mealy himself. But Roy backing under him. He played for Foyle. I don't think he was going to get a penalty out of it.
No, I think again
it's a city point of view as the ball's flicked into the box and it's away. And then Nathan Boyle, he gets the final touch on it. It's Cole, the centre half. It was a nothing ball and it sent the fans on the far side in red and white. And he's absolutely silenced the fans on this side of the ground. It's Derry City have got just scored the goal in the North West Derby. Fun Herbs 0, Derry City 1. I make that 4 minutes remaining of the 90. Can Derry City hold on? Derry! That's certainly brought a silence on side Fun Park from three sides.
Take the sting out of it. He's got the possession. He's given that long ball forward to Ben, to Roy Patterson. Roy Patterson plays it to Park. Aaron McAnuff. Aaron McAnuff one on one with the keeper. Aaron McAnuff goes past the keeper. He's still got the ball at his feet. He shoots now and he's made it 2-0. Fun Harps 0, Derry City 2. And it's Aaron McAnuff who's put the game beyond the doubt of Fan Harps. A Fan Harps players go to ground.
Gives it back to Johnny Bonner and that's cleared down by Owen Toole. Owen Toole clears downfield and with that the referee blows a final whistle. Aaron McAnuff punches the air with delight and it's the guys in red and white who will celebrate 3 vital away points. That's 6 points from 2 away games.
Kenny, it's great to get a good Derby 1 here at Fun Park.
I'm just glad to get out of the way because they're so tribal, these games, and you know, you don't see as much quality as you normally would in our games, and I'm disappointed in that because quality control has to be better. But over the piece, I think we deserve to win. When we got it down and played, we were the better team. And we had to defend a lot of set pieces and long throw-ins. These things are, that was the only thing really that we were worried about over the piece. And to come and get a result here against a very good team with, if you look at the players they have and the squad that they have is very rich and strong. And we're throwing in teenage defenders. You have to be brave to do that, and I feel proud that I've done it for such a big game for our supporters. And we've got a great youth policy, but it's not a great youth policy if we don't play the players, the young players that's coming through, and there's another one for you to see tonight. And we're continuing to grow as a club, and to be in third place with a bunch of kids is a fantastic achievement.
And we've seen that growth tonight as well, by how well as a unit the players played tonight and how well organised they were throughout, particularly when we were talking a lot about set-piece situations. They were very strong again tonight.
I thought they did well at set-pieces. You never know in a set-piece. It can take a deflection. And it's very percentage-based. But, everybody's their own way of playing, and I'm not being critical of anyone. But I knew it was going to be difficult, and... They've made huge investments in their squad, and I don't think they'll qualify for Europe now because that's given us that gap that's stretched, and it'll be a tall order for them. But they've certainly, there's no way Fin Harps will go down. There's not a chance. They're too good, and they're too committed. You can see the commitment they give tonight. But the one thing I worry about is, they give that commitment against us and it dissipates slightly in the ensuing games, and that has happened from I've came to Derry City. They've played well against us in every game bar one, and then the aftermath of that hasn't. So they have to step up and keep playing like that, and with that commitment.
Consecutive clean sheets as well, and your 2 centre-backs are definitely being pinpointed for praise amongst our listeners anyway, for 2 different reasons. Owen Toole, thrown in his debut, had an absolutely brilliant game at centre-back, and obviously Cole getting his first goal for the club.
Yeah, of course, and I'm praising myself here because when you put a kid in there at his age, in such an important match for our club and our supporters. These derbies, you need to be winning them. Mm. And the young lad justified his selection, I thought.
There's just to finish up here, Kenny, there's a rumour going around about Harry Monaghan and a possible bid from Hamilton Accies. Is there any truth in that?
George Hamilton, did you say? I know he's a decent singer right now, but I think he might be going, he's talking about going out of football and going to sing along with George Hamilton.
And just to finish up, anything you want to say to the Derry City supporters that came here in their hundreds and even thousands tonight?
Yeah, I'm delighted for them because I know how much it means to them, and it means so much to both sets of supporters, and there can only be one winner, and it was us tonight, and it was them. It was Finn Harps the last time, and you have to take your oil and lose with dignity, but you also have to win with dignity, and we will remain dignified because that's the way we are. And you could see the honesty within our team and the integrity and how they play. So, you know, I'm really, really happy. We've taken 9 points from our last 4 games, 3 of them away from home, and it's a good return. It's a very good return, and I'm delighted for them.
Well, thank you very much, Kenny, and congratulations once again, buddy.